Do you ever find that sometimes you feel like life is headed in the wrong direction? There's maybe a sense of overwhelm or just general dissatisfaction with your life, or maybe things really aren't that bad, but at the same time, you don't have the time for the things that are really important to you, which kind of creates this exact same feeling. If so, I have something that I'm going to share with you on today's episode that is going to really help you to look at this problem from a different perspective and help you figure out how to move forward. So guys, welcome to Unshakable Habits. I am your host, Stephen Bach. So before we can jump into the solution, we need to get really clear on exactly what the problem is that we're actually dealing with here. So here's a couple of things, four things actually, that I've noticed consistently showing up in the people that I've been helping. And these might apply to you as well. So the first thing is that at least 2 to 3 days a week, you look at your to-do list and feel like you've barely even scratched the surface on it. There's just not enough time to do all the things you need to do. The second thing is that you tend to break promises to yourself to consistently prioritize your health. And I'm willing to bet this has probably happened at least once in the last 3 months, and it's probably happened multiple times in the last year. The third thing is that you are bringing work home with you just to keep up. Because again, going back to that first thing about your to-do list always being so overwhelming, it forces this to happen. And if you are bringing work home with you on an even somewhat regular basis, it's probably leading to tension in the home, leading to arguments with your spouse, leading to you maybe not having the time that you want to dedicate to spending with your children. And so you've now got these two competing priorities. Your family is really important to you. Your work is really important to you. And you're struggling to set that boundary and figure out how to make the two work together. And then the fourth thing that I've noticed with people is that even in those moments of motivation, even when they maybe feel like the willpower levels are at an all-time high, they end up getting distracted or they end up losing sight of any personal and professional goals that they might set, or you just procrastinate and you just never really get started on it. So if any of those four things sound familiar to you, then you are exactly who I'm going to be talking to today. If you're still listening, I'm going to assume that this episode is for you or that you think it might be for you. So let's talk about some of the things that you might be doing that you're attempting to solve these problems, but it's actually making the problem worse without you even realizing it. So the first thing is that you've invested in some complex productivity tool or system, right? You've gotten apps or calendars, you set reminders, you've done all these things, and you're just hoping that you're going to find the right tool that's going to magically solve all of time management issues and get you what you're looking for. But the thing is, a lot of times they're so complicated and they're so time consuming to maintain that they just basically double down on the problem. And I think a big part of this is that we tend to believe that we need to be doing so much stuff. We're not focused on the right things. We're trying to focus on doing everything because society has told us that busyness equals productivity. So it makes sense that we're trying to do these things. Another thing that happens is not only does society tell us that busyness equals productivity, but a lot of times, especially I think for men, but I think this really does apply to everyone, is that success especially today's world, is measured by your professional achievement or your financial status. And this can lead to us prioritizing work above all else. We end up skipping breaks and working late hours and bringing the work home with us and all of those things. And you've probably tried to set some boundaries. You've probably made some attempts to, I'll say compartmentalized things, right? It's like you try to have work and then you have to try to have family time and you try to separate the two, but they just end up bleeding together because you don't really maybe know how to set a clear, healthy boundary and then enforce it. And again, that's a common thing because it's honestly not something they were ever taught how to do. So it actually makes a lot of sense. Something else that you might be trying to do is consuming a lot of self-help content. So you're listening to a podcast like this, or you're reading books or courses or whatever, and you feel like just by simply consuming this information, you're going to get some insight that's going to be the thing. And here's the reality. It helps, right? I hope that you guys get some insights from this podcast that you're able to take with you. That's one of my goals. I hope that when you read a book or you take a course, that there's something in there that does shift things in the right direction. But the reality is this. Knowledge alone isn't really going to solve your problem. Remember the old G.I. Joe saying that knowing is half the battle. So we have to not just consume knowledge, but we have to know how to put it into action. And a lot of times what we need for that is systems. So that is another common thing that I see people doing. Another big mistake that I see is that people were setting unrealistic goals. And I think especially when it comes to our health, this is a huge one because most of us, when we're setting health goals, we're not setting them proactively. We're not setting goals to be healthier or move better or things like that just because they make sense to do. We're doing it because we don't like what we see in the mirror. We don't like being out of breath playing with the kids. We don't like being tired or having your knees hurt going up the stairs. So the thing is, where you're looking for an immediate fix to a problem, you're more likely to set unrealistic goals because you want that problem to go away. And that makes sense. I totally get it, but it doesn't work. And that's the problem. And so what ends up happening a lot of times is people will bounce around from diet to diet or exercise craze or whatever, or they're buying the latest health gadgets or the newest supplement or whatever. And they're hoping that's just going to get them the quick result, but it never does. And again, I get where this is like a normal thing because this is what society is pushing on us, right? They're always pushing all these quick solution type things. And we're told that we live in this world where that's the expectation, is that things are supposed to work quickly. And so we assume that they should, but the problem is they don't. Another thing that I see people do is they're always waiting for that right moment, that perfect condition to come up, right? After this vacation, once the kids are back in school, once this work project slows down, I'm going to start doing whatever. And the reality is there's never going to be a perfect time. We as human beings are very good at elevating the importance of certain tasks. And we will always find something that needs our attention, something that needs our focus. So those are some of the common mistakes that I see and some of the reasons why they're happening. So hopefully you guys are getting some perspective here right now that is starting to click to you, some of the mistakes that you might have been making, why they're not working. But I'm not just going to leave you there, guys. I'm going to offer you a solution today. So again, I just want to check in with you guys really quick here before we move into the solution. And I want to make sure that these are the things that you're looking for. So first of all, I want to help you figure out how to build a strong mind and body that is ready to handle life's challenges head on. The second thing is I want to help you to elevate those relationships and create deeper connections at home, even at work, and in the community. Because a lot of you may be, not only are you potentially a husband or a wife or a parent, but maybe you're a leader at work or in the community too. And so those relationships are super important for you. The third thing is, and this is something that some of you may resonate with, some of you may not, but this is a huge part of my life and something that I have found so important, is to grow in your faith and or connect to a bigger purpose in life. So for me, that is my faith that allows me to connect to something bigger. But I absolutely believe that everyone should have something bigger than themselves that they are connecting to. And then the fourth thing is, I want to help you gain the skills and the confidence to actually consistently achieve those personal and professional goals. But let's be honest here for a second. Building habits is hard. And to be very clear with you, the things that you're experiencing, all those problems that we talked about earlier, you've been trying to fix them with some of the things that I talked about. And the reason it's not working is because it's not just time management issues. It's not just a matter of getting the right diet or the right workout. It's not about setting just the right boundary or learning to communicate better. Those are all part of the, but what you really need is a system that helps you build those habits to be able to do those things. You don't need necessarily the perfect plan. What you need is something that you can consistently show up and do every day. Because most people, their biggest struggle when it comes to creating habits is sticking with them long enough to see results. And the reason why that's so hard for most people is because it requires a whole new set of skills and abilities, most of which honestly are counterintuitive to what comes naturally to us and is something that people don't know how to do. And anything else, building the right habits is about doing the right things the right way and the right order. And if you're just relying on willpower, or you're just guessing your way through, you're just throwing things at the wall and hoping this stuff works, it's a recipe for failure. And you don't need to go about doing it. Because I want you to stop for a second and imagine a life where you had the knowledge and the skills to turn your daily chaos into clarity and purpose. What if you could actually have consistent habits for better health? What if you actually had the ability to set clear boundaries between work and home without causing conflict in either one? What if you actually had time for the activities and the hobbies that really matter to you? Would that bring passion and joy back to your life? Now, I know that these things might seem like fantasies. This might seem really far-fetched. But I want to just share a quick personal story with you guys. A couple of years back, I found myself in a situation where I was starting to be in your situation, trying to shift the focus of my company from just health and fitness into this broader idea of habits. And in the beginning, it was a little tough. And so I'm trying to grow the business. I'm trying to work on that, rebuild my client roster. And at the same time, I'm starting this podcast. I have a sports podcast that I also do. And I also took over leadership in a small group at my church. And on top of all that, my mom had to come and be with us for a little while. After she had surgery. And so that turned into a longer experience than what we had originally planned. And I had all of these things going on, and I'm wearing all the hats in my business. And at the same time that I'm doing all this, I'm trying to set aside time to read and exercise and be a good husband and find social time to hang out and talk with friends, or just maybe be able to sit down and relax. And this is all on top of the other things that have to happen every day in life. And I really was at a point where I was overwhelmed. It's ironic, right? Someone who was teaching about habits found themselves in this exact situation where I had to take a hard look in the mirror and be honest with myself about where my habits were. And what I realized is my habits themselves weren't the problem, right? I had good habits. I had created really great habits. What I didn't have was systems. What I didn't have was a way to organize those habits. I had created a list of independent habits that individually worked great, but then when things hit a critical mass, where we hit that tipping point where the to-do list got too big, even though I might be able to stick with the individual habits, I had trouble getting all of them at the same time. And so what I realized is I need to create better systems. And when you start to think about what a system really is, it's a routine. And so when we create better systems, aka when we start to create routines and we figure out how do we fit our habits into those routines, all of a sudden it becomes so much easier. And this is what I did with my own life. And it made such a difference. Today, I'm running my business. I'm not overwhelmed. Maybe there's some days where I put in a little extra work. And then there's other days where I barely work at all. So it balances out. And overall, I've just found that I'm a lot happier and a lot more satisfied with where my life is right now. And this is something I wanted to share with people because I feel if I can help people to create these new routines and really build their habits into these routines, it is such a game changer. Because again, I've seen it personally myself. And so there's, So there's five key areas that I like to focus on: health, mindset, relationships, faith, and then professional growth. And I say professional growth because for some of you, that's a career. You work for somebody else. Some of you are going to be business owners. And so I say professional growth to encompass both of those things. And so, when we start to look at these things and we start to really understand, like, a strong body and mindset helps you face life's challenges. I absolutely believe those are foundational components of being able to be resilient and handle life's challenges. Another thing is your faith or your spiritual health. When we can help you to build habits that strengthen that, it makes room for what's important in your life. It gives you peace and purpose. And then your relationships. Our relationships are our support systems. We need strong support systems. If we can develop habits to help to strengthen those relationships, again, whether they're at home, at work, or in the community, then those are going to be huge for us. And then there's professional growth. If we can help you to build habits for professional growth, then you can actually become more efficient at work. And that's going to help you to create those boundaries that you've been struggling to create, because you're going to be able to get things done much quicker and more efficiently. So with that, what we've done is created a new program called Unshakable Routines. And this is a 16-week program designed to help you master your habits and create these routines for these five key areas. So I wanted to just share with you guys a little bit about the program here. So every single person, when they sign up for this program, is going to get a 60-minute kickoff call. Now, if sitting down for a 60-minute call is too much for you, I'm happy to split that into two 30-minute calls. But what we're going to do with this call is we're going to help you to set your priorities, identify roadblocks, and we're going to create a personalized habit roadmap just for you in those five key areas. Once we have that set, I'm going to schedule another one-on-one call with you. And I'm going to work with you to help actually craft out your ideal week and your ideal days. And we're going to focus on actually creating 5 routines in your life: a morning routine, a midday routine, and a nighttime routine. And then in addition to that, we're going to also set some really important routines here for pre and post work, so that way you can integrate your professional and personal time together. And then every 2 weeks, we're going to have a group coaching call where we will have hot seats and things like that to help you to stay on track and in a supportive environment. And as you start to get these habits in place, as you start to get these routines built out, we're going to track the progress, and then we're going to make adjustments as needed. Now, if the idea of being in a group is not appealing to you and you just want one-on-one service, there is a VIP option for this where you can just go one-on-one and then have the option to attend the group calls as well. Guys, if this sounds like something that you are interested in, I want to invite you to check out Unshakable Routines. And let's get you on the path to creating a strong mind and body that's ready to handle life's challenges head on. Let's help you elevate your relationships and create deeper connections at home, work, and in your community. Let's help you to grow your faith and connect to a bigger purpose in your life. And let's help you gain the skills and the confidence to achieve your personal and professional goals. Let's help you to overcome procrastination. Let's help you to stop relying on willpower. Let's help you stop wasting time doing the things that are not working for you. So guys, if this is something that you are interested in learning more about, I'll drop the link in the show notes or go to unshakablehabits.com. And you click on Work With Me, you'll see a drop-down menu and you'll see Unshakable Routines there. We are going to limit this right now. This will be the first intake we have for this. We're going to limit the intake to only maybe about 10 or so people. The first spot is actually going to open up, or the first group is going to kick off April 22nd. The spots will not last until April 22nd, I'm going to tell you right now. So if this is something that you're interested in, head on over there and get started today. And by the way, just an FYI for you, I'm so confident in what I'm offering you here today that I'm going to give you a 14-day free trial. That's how confident I am. I know that when you come in, you're going to get this 14-day. And this, by the way, means you're going to get that kickoff call where we're going to go over all your priorities and help you create a roadmap. And you're going to get that second call where you can go and get the game plan to go implement. So you're going to get everything you need in those first 14 days. And if you are not absolutely wowed by it, if you do not have absolute confidence in the plan that we put together, you can cancel and pay absolutely nothing. That's how confident I am that I'm going to be able to get you results with this program. So guys, I just wanted to come on today and share this program with you. It's something I'm super excited about and I know is going to make a huge difference for people. So with that, allow me to remind you, as always, that while none of us are born unshakable, we can all become unshakable.